Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What you got?
What do I got?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'll get you a gospel card.
You supposed to come out here with the word.
Someone else?
No. Yeah, this guy.
Come out here with that fire, man.
I just changed my shirt. I didn't have my gospel tracks with me.
I thought you were going to come out here with that fire, man.
Fire?
That Holy Ghost fire.
Where's the Holy Ghost fire? What's the Holy Ghost fire going to do? I preach the biblical gospel. That's what Jesus told me to do.
Oh, yeah?
Go preach the gospel.
What preach it? Let me hear you.
Teach everyone to obey all of his commandments. What's your name?
My name's Brandon.
Brandon, I'm Jim. You with a religious group?
I'm not religious. I'm spiritual.
Are you with any group at all?
No.
You don't gather with anybody?
No, I have a relationship with God.
Well, you asked for the biblical gospel. I love to preach the biblical gospel. Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, came in the flesh as the Old Testament predicted was the Messiah. He came to do three main things. He did many things, but he came to do three main things, I believe. He came to show us who God was in the flesh. He came to show us what God's kingdom looked like. And he came to be a propitiation, to be the Lamb of God for those that would come after him. So Jesus came, lived a perfect life, had a ministry to show us who God was, shed his blood for the remission of sin, Hebrews 9:22. He rose again on the third day as he predicted, and the Old Testament predicted, and defeated death for all those that will come after him. So faith in Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, the risen Savior, the only one true way to the Father, John 14:6.
Right.
Now, most of American Christianity pretty much stops there and says, it's him, and we say, amen, he is everything to us. Here's the problem, Brandon. How do we apply what this glorious Savior did to our account, to our life? Well, the Bible teaches clearly, Jesus said himself in Luke 13:3, you must repent. Repentance is a change of your mind. Once you've placed your faith and believe the risen Messiah, now you have to repent in your mind and say, I'm living outside of God's ways, God's word, God's truth. Now I must turn my mind. When you turn your mind, your body and your life follows. You begin to obey. You say, God doesn't want this, he wants that. Faith, repentance. Once you have faith and you repent, God brings a covenant to pass. He was always an Old Testament God of covenants. He's a New Testament God of covenants. And God sees a willing vessel, and he infuses his spirit in you. You become born again by the Spirit of God, John 3. Faith, repentance, you're now born again. Now, the fruit that you're born again is not that I go to church, not that I think I'm better than everybody else, not that I do religious things. The fruit that you're born of God's Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. The fruit is that you're quickened, you're condemned, you're convicted, not condemned, convicted. You'll be condemned if you don't repent. You're convicted to the Word of God, and the Spirit takes you to the Word of God, brings you to the Word of God. You begin to apply the Word of God, learn the Word of God. Jesus said the Spirit comes to do three things: teach, convict, comfort. Your life begins to strip down. You come out of the world. You should have already come out of man-made religion when you repented if you didn't know better. Now you're being convicted. Christmas, Easter, pagan holidays. The man-made Sunday building system is corrupt and about money and power. It's immodest or unbiblically dressed. It's carnal, it's worldly, it's political, it's full of pride and vanity. You come out of all that. So the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience. Your life begins to strip down to be the image of Christ on earth. And faith, repentance, being born again, holiness and obedience as fruit, I put those two together. Hebrews 5:9 says, he made a way for those who obey him. Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no man will see God. The last part of the gospel, America's awash in Calvinist, once saved, always saved doctrine. Raise your hand, say a prayer, believe in Jesus, you're going to heaven no matter what. No. The Bible says you must endure daily, weekly, monthly, annually in a saving faith. Not as a works to save you, works proving you have saving salvation in you. That's the biblical gospel that's on my card. It's what I travel and street preach all over America. It's what 99% of America knows not of. They know of faith. Some of them know of a little bit of repentance. Hardly anyone's coming out of the world, coming out of man-made religion, stripping their lives down. When you become a true disciple of Jesus, a sheep, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And I'm, by the way, I'm recording this. I'm going to use it as a teaching moment on my website if you don't mind. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. When you follow Christ, you don't look like the world anymore. Your talk changes, how your money, you spend your money changes, who you associate with changes, what you read changes, how you entertain yourself. You shouldn't even be entertaining yourself. We have no time as men of God to entertain. We can go in the wilderness and restore ourselves, but we don't go and watch television, NFL, movies, sports. And so your life, you become set apart. And what I like to teach people is that everybody knows the word holy, but nobody knows what the word holy means. They don't study the Greek. They don't go deep in God's word. It means to be set apart. So we're not of the world. My wife and I came out of the world. She was a lifelong Lutheran. I was a pagan and a partier and a drinker. And my life was headed for what your bumper looks like, a crash, a wreck, a smash. And God called us to faith and repentance, and he gave us new hearts, and all of it's a work of him. We could never do it without him. So when I boast, and I boast a lot, I boast in Christ and what he's done in us and his word, his truth. And so we travel full time. This is our house. We travel full time and street preach all over America. If you go to my website, we have street preaching videos all over. We have hundreds of articles, audios, videos to help you become a true biblical disciple. We teach you to become a Noah in your own town, because I'm pretty sure of all the years I've been doing this, I see saints scattered all over the world. I don't know any, I'm going to say this, I've been saying it more to wake people up. I don't know of any one place in America in a building with a whole bunch of gathered saints where they're one of two things, either fully keeping the commandments that Jesus said to keep in his ways, or they want to. I don't know a building like that anywhere. I know scattered saints all over that are alone going, where is everybody? And you know what it reminds me of? The Old Testament prophet. Remember, he was going to stand against the prophets of Baal. And do you remember what he said to God? Where is everybody? Where's all your prophets? And God said, don't you worry. I've got 7,000 that have not bent their knee to Baal. You just do what I've called you to do. And that man stood against, I think it was roughly over 400 prophets of Baal, stood against them by the power of God. And you know what ended up happening? All those prophets were ended up destroyed. So my encouragement to you is to be a Noah in your town. We're here to encourage people long distance. We travel, we street preach, we hold gospel signs. We stand outside religious bodies. We do events. We preached at the Super Bowl last year. We preached at Franklin Graham, a false Calvinistic man. We preached outside him. We preached at a Salvation Army place not long ago, the Salvation Army, promoting sodomy and lesbianism and a false gospel, yet America accepts them as Christian. Does that sound Christian to you? Does the Bible teach against sexual perversion and the true gospel path to eternal life? Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
They're compromised. They're in bed with the NFL, spiritually in bed with the NFL. That's spiritual harlotry, using that for promotion and fame. This is wickedness. This is not of God. Do you think Jesus would have anything to do with the NFL if he was in his ministry? Would he have the NFL promoting his ministry today?
I don't know.
Then you don't know the right Jesus.
I don't watch TV.
Well, good. So you're not a fan of the NFL or anything?
I don't watch TV.
Good, good. So the gospel I preached to you, do you hear it? Do you understand it?
Oh, yeah.
Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Have you stripped your entire life down? Are you following? Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? And the question I always ask people, don't answer this. Mm-hmm. Just ponder it in your heart, because I love you.
Yeah.
Have I, me, a man, have I lost everything about me, in me, who I am, to follow Jesus Christ every day? And what has it cost me? Has it cost me my reputation, family, friends, a job? Oh, my church ended up being heretical. I had to leave them. If your faith is not costing you great in America for biblical reasons, not because you're a cult and you're a kook, for biblical reasons, has your faith cost you tremendously? Then you're on the right path. But if you fit in with everybody in this culture and you're liked and you're part of them, you're on the road to destruction.
Yep.
So that's my admonition to you. So don't answer that. You ponder that. And you have my email.
I got it.
You got my phone number. Go to my website.
Yes,
and can I just share this with you?
Uh-huh.
All for free. We don't take anybody's money. Mm-hmm. You could try to give me a $100 bill. I don't want it. I support myself. We don't want you to follow me. I'm not some pastor in a building. I am a preacher preaching righteousness like Noah did and calling people to faith in Jesus Christ, and this world is headed for great tribulation. This world is headed for great tribulation, and I want you to come out of it and be saved and hear, well done, good and faithful servant. If I can ever help you in that, you let me know.
Yes, sir.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
Thank you for stopping. So God appointed. We were just getting ready to leave. God appointed.
Yeah, hallelujah.
God be praised.
Yes, sir.